Good evening. I call our February Board of Directors meeting to order. And to begin, we have the moment of silence and pledge led by Mr. Conroy.
Please rise. Moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, I welcome you to our committee meeting. And before we begin with the actual agenda, I was informed that there is a vehicle outside, a red Toyota with its interior lights on. You might want to double check that. And moving on from that important announcement, any modifications to the agenda tonight? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Did you get that? Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor of approval of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The agenda is approved for this evening. And we have a special presentation. I'll turn over to Dr. Snopkowski.
Yes, good evening. And it is my pleasure to introduce Mr. Schrantz, who will be introducing the many learners who have accompanied her to our meeting this evening. This is the first in a series of presentations that you're going to see from each of our buildings over the next several months that really are an attempt to showcase the wonderful learning that not only is happening in our classrooms, but how that learning can be applied well beyond the walls of our buildings and the boundaries of our school district. So, Mrs. Schrantz, the floor is yours.
This is so exciting. This is the best way to fill a board meeting, I'll just say. Okay, so we have our fifth grade team of teachers and kids and families with us here tonight. And I have to say it was probably this time last year that we start planning for our BizTown visit, which takes place in New York. And last year, this time when we say we're going to go there on February 2nd, 2023, it sounds so far away. And the school year starts and the learning kicks off. And before we know it, we are interviewing and preparing for the big day. So I'm going to hand it over to Mrs. Schultz. And she is going to take it from here with all the kids. And they're going to tell you about their big adventure.
There you go. You're going to run it.
Thank you for the opportunity to travel to BizTown in York for our educational experience field trip. Before we went to BizTown, we had a unit of study in economics. We learned how to be a good citizen, register to vote, hold elections, interview for our jobs, start a bank account, and write checks. It took a lot of days for us to learn the skills we would need to make the city of BizTown function.
Hello, everyone. My name is Quinn Smoker. I'm proud to be the CEO of the Newsbreakers. My experiences from JA BizTown helped me to be a better person. I learned a lot of valuable lessons. I learned how to be a better and stronger leader at BizTown. From my mistakes, JA BizTown is a wonderful place. People can learn from this experience. Everyone should have the opportunity to experience this wonderful place. JA BizTown, expiring tomorrow. Thank you for your time. Have a great evening.
Good evening. My name is Charlotte. In my opinion, the BizTown field trip went great. It was so much fun. I think it taught kids to be responsible, independent, and cooperative. My job at BizTown was the CEO of the TV station. I was in charge of my employees, which was the CFO, cameraman, meteorologist, news anchor, and last but not least, our ad executive. We got to film videos, pay bills, interview CEOs, but my favorite part of my job was watching our show when we got back to school because we got to see how our hard work paid off. BizTown gave kids a chance to see what it may be like in the future or when we're older. I'm sure other grades will enjoy the trip to BizTown. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mia Romero. I'm the CFO of the Wellness Center at the JA BizTown. Being the CFO, I pay loans, taxes, and bills for our company. At the JA BizTown, I had the best experience with this job. I had so much fun. After knowing I ran a business for about 5 hours, I felt grown up and mature. I hope our district can continue this amazing experience for kids. This field trip can teach students maturity and problem solving in their life. This field trip was great. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Archer Smoker. I was the CEO of BizTown Distribution and Delivery Center. I had a lot of fun at BizTown working with my employees. It would be fun to go there again. I learned many things like how to write checks and what a CEO does to run a company. We were limited on time, so we didn't do much, do all the things we hoped to. It was nice to work for a day and learn something.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Cora Buck. I'm the CEO of LabWorks. We got to make slime and hand sanitizer, and our company was very successful, and we had a lot of fun, and I loved being in charge of my own company.
All right. Are you going to go next? So this is Liliana. We have some questions here for her.
First time check.
All right. Ready? Where did you work?
Work.
Can you press?
Restaurant. Plants.
Did you work with plants?
Test tubes.
Yeah. So she used test tubes and she tested different pH for plants. So she was in charge of all different plants at the restaurant area. So she was in charge of making sure she was making new plants, testing old ones that were already planted. What was your favorite thing that you bought?
So big pie.
What did you use your money for? Can you press?
Fine.
You want to press? Was photo booth your favorite? Yeah. Photo booth was her favorite. She got to put herself in the background of a spider web, which Halloween's her favorite holiday, so that was fitting. And then our last one is we have a separate category. What do you want to tell them? Can you press?
I had fun.
Do you want to keep going?
Test tubes.
Oh, it's reading all of them. Wait. We'll restart. Try again. There you go.
Better. I had fun.
What else?
This time
show,
better. I had fun.
How about one more and then we're good? Ready? Can you press?
I had fun. This time show, better.
Ready?
I had fun.
You did.
I made new friends.
Yep.
I want to go back.
You ready?
Next year. I'll be there.
Can you press? Good job, Lil.
I have fun.
Good job.
I had a lovely time, and thank you for BizTown field trip. And I also got to I also got to work in the restaurant, and thank you so much.
Good evening. My name is Delilah Deem, and I was the district attorney for J.A. BizTown. During that day we spent on our field trip, I solved two cases, the case of the missing teddy bear and the case of the missing famous chocolate chip cookie recipe. I assisted in writing out certificates for parent volunteers. I looked over bills and attorney fees. I voted on where all BizTown profits would go to. I bought lots of silly keychains, but most importantly, I had so much fun. In my opinion, BizTown was a great experience for all kids that attended.
Hello, my name is Gavin Gitke, mayor of BizTown. No, best for last. No, I'm just kidding. You guys are all awesome. All right, so I was the mayor of BizTown, as I said. I worked at the city hall. I run around business to business, seeing the best citizen and the best business. So, as Cora said, that her business is successful, and that is right because she got the best business of the town, of the whole biz town, and the best citizen was Mikey, and he was very cooperative with his whole team and never gave up. So thank you, Elanco School Board, for providing us with the opportunity to have fun while learning important grow-up skills at BizTown. Thank you.
But thank you so much. Thank you all.
Board, since there's a lot of CEOs in our midst, I didn't know if you guys wanted any questions for them.
Well, I'm not a CEO, John, but I will say it just makes you feel so good at what wherever these young men and women end up in their working years, that their community will be in great hands.
Any other comments from the board? Yeah, Ms. Motes.
I just want to add, I was not able to go to BizTown. My grade, I'm a senior now. I was not able to go to BizTown. I didn't have that opportunity, but I'm jealous, and I would love for some time to hear more about your BizTown experience. So thank you.
That's awesome. Any other comments? Outside of BizTown, you guys did a phenomenal job presenting tonight, so you guys should be proud of yourselves. It's not easy to come in front of this group. I appreciate the little jump at the end of that one, so that was nice as well. So let's give them one more hand for their presentations. Moving ahead in our agenda, we have our Student of the Month presentations, Dr. Sanger.
Thank you, President Dahl. That is certainly a tough act to follow, but the future of Elanco looks fantastic. Can't wait to have him at the secondary campus. I'm going to introduce our lone learner of the month who is here this evening, and she is Gwen Varley. So, Gwen, if you wouldn't mind standing up and going over to Dr. Snipkowski. Gwen is a junior, and she is our junior learner of the month. She is the daughter of Stacy and Aaron Varley of East Earl. She's an honor roll student and a member of the Class of 2024 Club. She also plays on our basketball and lacrosse teams, so we'll be able to see her performing on the turf this spring. So Gwen was the only one to come this evening, so we just wanted to recognize her. Our other three learners of the month unfortunately could not be with us this evening, and I should have mentioned too that our trait of the month was that of the pursuit of excellence. So obviously we saw that with the BizDown presentation. We also see that with our learners of the month. We have Elena Zimmerman. She is our freshman learner of the month. She is the daughter of Denise and Micah Zimmerman from East Earl. She's an honor roll student since seventh grade and a member of our applied music program. Our sophomore learner of the month is Morgan Watt, our very own Thomas Watt's sister. She is the daughter of Kimberly and Philip Watt of New Holland. Morgan is enrolled in several honors and AP courses. She's also a member of our Garden Spot Performing Arts, and she's actually getting prepped for Rock of Ages, which she is rehearsing for this evening. She also plays on our field hockey team. And then finally, our senior learner of the month is Amber Beck. She is the daughter of Sherry and Wayne Beck of Morgantown. Amber was enrolled in several honors and AP courses as well, and is a member of our Model UN Club and participates in our internship program. Thank you.
Just to echo what Dr. Sanger said, seeing our younger learners and now our high school learners demonstrating the traits that I think everybody in this room knows are going to carry them well beyond what they do here in our schools. It's really just so exciting to see the experiences of the learners in our district. And what goes without saying, but I want to say it anyways, none of this would be possible without the support of all of the parents who are in the audience tonight and the parents who were with our learners earlier. It really does take a full commitment from so many people for the experiences like this to come to fruition. So thank you all for what you do for your children and our school district.
Thank you. Moving ahead to our portion of the agenda where we open it up for comments from citizens of the district. This evening we have one comment, and that is from Mr. Rick Narano.
Good Yes, I do have a son on the board, so full disclosure. I would just like to address the board. First of all, to thank you for your service. This was a terrific thing to see, these students and what they and their teachers have done. It makes you realize that your tax dollars are working, and they're working well with your leadership. So my public comment will come in the form of prayer for the board, and if you'll join me or just come with me. Lord, we want to just say thank you. Thanks for these men and women who serve on the board, who give their time and their efforts. Lord, I pray for your wisdom to be granted to them. There's a lot of tough decisions in our community. There's a lot of different points of view. We don't always agree. But Lord, I just pray for your wisdom so that this board can continue to serve this community and this school district in a way that honors you. Thanks for each one of them, Lord. And I pray for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next on the agenda is our consent agenda. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved. Second.
Second by Mr. Conroy. Any discussion? Hearing none. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda? Sorry, I said that wrong. All in favor of approving the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The consent agenda is approved, and thus the senior class trip is also approved. So I'm sure they're listening in on that one. Moving ahead to reports, Lancaster County tax collection.
We did not have a meeting this month. Our next meeting is March 8th, and at that time we'll hear the Bureau's audit report.
Thank you. Lancaster 11, IU 13.
The Lancaster 11 and IU board met on February 8th, 2023. We were provided with the audit report for the last year, and the audit report was great. The IU is in sound financial condition, has a strong system of internal controls, and the thing that I like to hear the most is there was no findings, which means there was no issues. The board approved a payment of invoices in the amount of $16,309,901 for the month. We approved two business service contracts, three new early childhood special education service contracts, four new instructional services, technology service contracts, and one human resource service contracts. We approved the following personnel actions: 6 resignations, 3 terminations, 14 retirements, 35 new hires, 23 change of position and salary, and granted 8 leave of absences. And we named a new board member. We voted on a new board member for Pequay Valley School District. The board member who retired had been a board member for the IU from Pequay Valley School District for 30 years. And he finally retired, and so all of us who have gone to the IU and most of the employees have always known Mr. Brackbill to be the person that has been around the longest. So thank you, Mr. Brackbill. I gave each of the board members and the administrators a copy of the report and Helping Districts Help Students. If anyone has any questions, I will answer it now or get back to you with the answer.
Any questions for Mr. Irvin? Hearing none, Lancaster County CTC, Mr. Conroy.
Yeah, so as always, things are going well over there. There's going to be another wait list for sure. I think a few things that were interesting. One is we are having an assessment by the North Group that's being done just to kind of reevaluate. I guess, Dina, you might remember, but from directors of the CTC over the years has been interesting, to say the least. They're really in a good, healthy position now, but to really kind of gain and strive to more health, they actually brought in the North Group, and we had decided to go through this evaluation. It's a really intense evaluation piece, similar, honestly, to what you've done, Mike, with us, bringing in the groups to help us even grow that much better. But we got that evaluation, so that's going on. But things are still there, from veterinary surgeries happening to building small little buildings in there, truly hands-on that we can be really proud of. One of the things specifically I had brought up actually this last time is that we are going going to try to actually get a report similar that the IU does from CTC that I will then get. We all of the JOC will get the same report so that we're being a little bit more consistent with the information that we're providing to other board members, since we are all a board, part of that board technically. So hopefully in the next few months you'll see an actual report that we will be able to give to you. Other than that, that's the CTC.
Any questions for Mr. Conroy? You want to go ahead with the legislative?
Yeah, legislative. So Advocacy Day, I know I've talked about a few times. It is going virtual, mainly because of the PSPA did not look to see whether the sessions were in or not. So they're not going to be there. However, like I do, I have a meeting scheduled with Dave Zimmerman on the 14th. I have one scheduled with Keith Granier. Shortly after that, I'm trying to figure out the date exactly, just to kind of connect with them individually, and we'll probably be setting up something virtual. So again, if the two students of the board want to kind of join in, I'll just keep you guys in the loop on that when it comes to seeing some of the representatives at that point, as well as going to legislative meetings. One thing I wanted to mention, though, also with that was, we've talked about cyber charter school reform and all these districts that are saying, we want reform, which really doesn't do much unless the boards that are in the Commonwealth actually reject charter schools. And thankfully, there are a bunch that have. The most recent report that I saw, Philly specifically rejected 4 charter schools. Radnor District rejected 1 for Valley Forge, and Allentown also rejected a charter school. So there is progress in boards like us rejecting these charter schools that suck the money out of us. So keep it up. It's kind of more of a shout out to them, and if anything goes on. So there you go for that. And I will give you a little bit on PSBA. I know that from a legal roundup breakfast that a few of us will be attending with Superintendent Mike on March 13th. But also PSBA is having a section meeting that I will be going to on government affairs in April, on April 13th. So shortly after that, I'll also bring back some information. That's downtown Lancaster that I'll be going to. So there's my report.
Any questions for Mr. Conroy? Hearing none, we'll move to the student rep reports. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Good evening, everyone. February is probably the quietest month out of the whole school year, so I don't have too much to report on. But the one big thing is, well, Dr. Sanger mentioned it earlier, GSPA has started, Rock of Ages, and the show will run in April, and I am very excited because GSPA usually, well, always makes really great stuff. Back to school night was the 8th of this month, and it was different this year because it was a little less structured. It wasn't a schedule. It was more of the parents could go to the teachers in any order they would choose. And in the middle school, on the 15th of this month, they had the Gold Out Mini-Thon that raised awareness for and funds for childhood cancer. So good job for the middle school. The next day in the middle school, the 16th, the middle school had their career day. So the middle schoolers were able to go around the classrooms, and people were able to present their careers and show what some different options of career paths they could choose. And speaking about careers, National School Counselor Week was the 6th to the 10th, so thank you for all the school counselors that help us out throughout the year. Grassland FFA had their weekend at ACES. It is a leadership convention. Brianna Leibel was awarded her FFA Blue Jacket through the Jaya Fox Sunshine Scholarship, so that's really great to hear. And Jacob Bram will represent the PA FFA at the Kutune National Holstein Convention. For sports, Lexi Bender was recognized as the league champion for honor rifle team. Congrats to her. Zach Delgado, Mia Perry, Kayla Perry, and Peter Haas on our swimming team will all be going to districts. So congrats to them. It's nice to know that we're well-versed in all our sports. And Mason Musser, Tyler Hurst, and Blake Weaver all went to districts as well for wrestling. All winter sports are now all over. Boys basketball went 6-16. Girls basketball went 3-13. Wrestling went 3-6. Rifle went 9-5. Bowling went 46-38. And finally, our very own Kendall Motes placed top 5 in the PSASCF Queen Contest. So congrats to her. That's all I have for this month, and thank you.
Just for clarity for me, what is that abbreviation? PA. And what is it?
PSACF. I don't really know what the abbreviation
Pennsylvania
sounds like.
State Association of County Fairs.
Got it.
So that's why I wasn't here last board meeting. I was competing for the state title for Fair Queen.
She's royalty, so.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, good evening, everybody. Blue Ball, Brecknock, and New Holland all had clubs this past month, with which I have talked about a lot this year. I was lucky enough to spend some time with Blue Ball students and talk to them about their clubs. At Blue Ball, grades 3 through 6 all come together during this time at Blue Ball, which I love, that fourth graders and sixth graders can mingle. The first club I walked into was Game Club, and learners were very eager for me to join in on their game of Pictionary. They were clearly having a great time at the end of their day, and I was having a great time as well. I then headed out to the courtyard for their gardening club, and since I'm in FFA, that was definitely my jam. The students were picking weeds and clearing out the area so they could plant for this spring. There were also clubs like Kindness Club, where they were making cards for the bus drivers, Friendship Bracelet Club, and Theater Club. As I was not able to meet with students at Brecknock, I was able to talk to Timothy Mole, the principal at Brecknock, about all the clubs they offer. Learners get mixed for this period of time and participate in clubs such as Craft Club, Game Club, and Lego Club. All these clubs are based on learners' interests. New Holland Elementary will be celebrating Read Across America this week. Themes this week include tie-dye, wear purple, PJs, and even St. Patty's Day colors. This week will encourage learners to read and have other fun activities. During the month of February, they also celebrated 100 days of school, had their second round of electives, and held a Moe's Taco fundraiser. New Holland also held a kindness food drive, and it was a success. All donations went to CrossNet Ministries and local families. Thank you.
Any questions for our student reps? All right. Dr. Mike.
Okay. So as we watched tonight and as we heard from many of our learners, the school district really has a lot to celebrate in connection to what is happening in our classrooms and with our extracurriculars as well as our activities and athletics. Our learners at Blue Ball showed us tonight, and we should celebrate all that they are learning, all that they are doing, and what it ends up producing, as we can see from the wonderful examples that we have from our high school. As I shared briefly, over the next several meetings for our board as well as for our community, whether it be during Committee of the Whole or during our regular board meeting, there will be groups of learners from all of our buildings sharing what it is that they're learning and how they're applying their learning in a variety of ways. The presentations will truly showcase the experience of our learners and provide a look into how each day in Elanco brings our learners an opportunity for new and exciting ways to grow. In addition to learning more about our learners over the next several months, there will also be a presentation on March 20th that will be the culmination of our communications audit that began back in October. As a reminder, the audit was initiated so that we could gather information and develop recommendations about ways in which our district can best share as well as receive feedback from our community. Through targeted focus groups as well as a comprehensive survey, during the month of December, we gathered a significant amount of information, and I look forward to not only sharing this information with the board, but also recommendations and action plans for future development. Finally, as was already shared, during the winter season, we had much to celebrate with our athletics program, including our league champion in air rifle, many athletes who qualified for sectionals as well as districts, and also potentially going to our state championship meet at Bucknell. With spring sports starting next week, there will literally be an additional several hundred of our high school and middle school student athletes representing our school district and our campus, not only here, but across the county. Also, GSPA, as we heard, is working hard to prepare for the spring performance, Rock of Ages, the Teen Edition. With the variety of other events scheduled across our schools and our district, there really is no shortage of things to look forward to in Elanco. Thank you.
Any questions for Dr. Snopkowski? Hearing none. Just two announcements before we adjourn. One is our next meeting is March the 13th. Second is I failed to announce at the top of this meeting that Ms. Geyer has been joining us virtually for the entire meeting. Any other announcements for the board?
I got one more.
Yeah.
Totally forgotten. I didn't want to pass this one up. Mr. Sanger, you run a great building. It's here on the 14th, which for me was 11 years ago to the day that we had our kids first enrolled in the school district. So from that day to the day that I toured the school, I appreciate all that you do. I toured the entire school, so I've been at every one of them. Fantastic as far as what's going on, the teachers, the kids. It's a really great experience. So I appreciate what you did and your staff that's there. So thank you.
Any other announcements or comments from the board? Hearing none, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Second. All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned. Have a good night.